Gretel Tippett doesn't want to go to the post. Instead to Aitken. Don't tell me we're heading into extra time.
It's a Firebird centre pass. The Swifts are now the team under pressure. They need the stop.
30 seconds on the clock. The Queensland Firebirds. Tippett doesn't want to take the shot.
She's going to have to.
They're eating into it. Gretel Tippett. They hit the front for the very first time with 14 seconds left on the clock.
Oh, Bradley.
And Laura Guides, the superstar of Australian netball. The Queensland Firebirds are going to hold on and they've claimed it. Can you believe it? Pure euphoria at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre. It's highway robbery. They've stolen it. They've pitched it in the dying seconds.
There they are, the dramatic final scenes of one of the most intense games of netball the country's ever seen, the ANZ Championship Grand Final. The Firebirds, third time lucky, 57 over the Swifts, 56. The captain of the Firebirds has been good enough to join us after a big night, I'm sure, of celebrations, Laura Guides. Laura, congratulations. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it was a great night, and the girls are very happy with themselves today.
We've got the great Bianca Chatfield with us as well. Halftime zone, Bianca Chatfield. And B, you were watching yesterday and I saw some of your tweets. This was game on, wasn't it?
Oh, this was game on. And like I was talking about last week, I'm not a great spectator of netball, but this was one of the best games that I have watched. And I'm, you know, I can imagine how Geitsy was feeling out there on court, but just to watch it was just phenomenal. Talk us through the game, Geitsy. How did you feel, you know, when you went out there in the warm up compared to the first quarter in comparison to the last quarter?
Yeah, I'll be like, to be honest, I think Mark, my husband, said at the end of the third quarter he was going home to pack his bags and go away for a week on work. It was all over as far as he was concerned. A lot of people said that. And, you know, the feeling amongst some of the girls was, oh, gosh, like we've saved our worst performance for the grand final, just like we have in the last 2 years. And but it was that last quarter of just the pressure that had applied. There was two sprayed balls over the baseline. And I remember looking at Claire when she was out at wing defence going, we've got this, we've got it, we are not letting this go. I do not want to see any other colour but purple and yellow come out of that confetti blaster when this game is over. And it was just those moments of, you know, Gretel being able to step up and shoot that goal with, you know, 20 seconds to go or less than, and then the ball coming down. Katie and Pettit were just so accurate. They played such a great game. We knew that we just had to stop the ball before it got into their hands to, you know, otherwise we would have been heading into extra time. So it was just this incredible 90 seconds. And, you know, you've been the same, lucky to play in international games that have gone into extra time. But that game yesterday was just, it was something else. And the crowd here in Queensland was just off the charts. It was absolutely amazing.
It was an unbelievable finish. And you mentioned Gretel Tippett there. She was 10 from 17 for the afternoon and fairly inaccurate in front of the goal for the majority of the afternoon. Didn't want the shot to take to 56 all. She found Ramal to square it up with about 40 seconds to go. And then it looked, Laura, like she didn't really want the last shot either, but ended up taking it and nailing it. How was she after the game?
Yeah, she was... Oh, Gretz. Look, this is her first year in the ANZ. And she... I mean, you know, a lot of people said she was shaky, she was nervous. But I said to her after the game, I said, you might have been shaky and nervous, but you took the one that counted, Gretz. And she'll grow as a bigger and better player because of that moment. And she's an absolute star of the future. And, you know, it was that shot that lifted the rest of the team and lifted us defensively to, you know, get that last tip and touch in the last 14 seconds of the game. It was just, you know, she is just such a star of the future, and she's exciting. She brings a different style, but she's definitely one to watch.
And what a recruit for you guys too this year to pick her up, because she adds such a different dimension out on goal attack. I know for me as a goal defence, like, I find her a lot harder to play on than a lot of the other goal attacks out there, because she's physically so strong. She's got a basketball background. Yep. And yeah, she's really, really tough to play against. And for those who don't know, you know, the Firebirds have had a really hard... Can you imagine being in two grand finals and losing two grand finals?
Wouldn't like it, no.
And then coming up to your third grand final, how did you approach that during the week, Geitsy? Like, did you talk about the last couple of years, or did you just put that to the side and just worry about this year?
Yeah, I think the experience itself was, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason, and we were obviously disappointed with those last two grand finals, but, you know, we didn't deserve to win those games. Like, you guys last year, you were a class above, and, you know, the year before that with Adelaide, we missed that narrowly, and there's a mental component of the game too, and yesterday that was the most pleasing thing for me, just to see these girls in a pressure situation instead of crumbling, turning around, and you know, in the past it's been probably left to a few players to step up in dying moments of the game, but there was individuals across the whole court yesterday that just did great things when it mattered, and it was just a sensational thing to be a part of, and the girls, there was just shock. And to the Swifts' credit, they played a beautiful game. They came to play yesterday. People said, oh, they were the better team. And I said, well, they're a great team. But, you know, it's the dying minutes that count. And it's that mental toughness to be able to make those dying last few seconds count, and that's what I was so proud of our girls being able to do that yesterday.
I imagine it's all the sweeter considering the circumstances of the games, let alone the last couple of grand finals, but just the game itself, where Shani Layton and Julie Coletto were really good in defence for the Swifts, and then Kim Green through wing attack was causing absolute havoc, and you've had to move Claire McMenamin at half time to shut her down. It was a big call from the coaching staff, but the right call in the end, and to be able to rally from three quarter time four goals down and do what you did. I imagine it's more satisfying than ever.
Yeah, you know, Claire's a versatile player, and reality of the situation was, the last time we played Swiss, or the last couple of times, Kim hasn't been on the court. So we knew that connection between Pettit and Green is a pretty formidable one. And Claire just offers a really tight marking game, and we sort of, in the past, have known that Kim doesn't essentially like playing on Claire, and there's that little bit of extra height that Claire offers as well. And they were putting a quick high ball into Katie Thwaites that was getting to her every single time. So we just thought that bit of extra height might just deter that. And Claire did a fantastic job. You know, she'll be the first to tell you she doesn't come out to take the speckies, but it's just the pressure that she applies on her opponent. And we saw that in the last couple of minutes with those two pocket balls just spraying over the baseline.
And just for everyone else who didn't watch the game, going towards into the last quarter, there was a timeout with about 50 seconds to go, I think. And that's probably the hardest time to stop the game completely and bring all your team together. What did you say to the girls in that timeout? Did you just try and keep everyone calm and everyone believing? Did you say anything specific about a play that you're going to do to come out and get ahead? What did you talk to the girls about?
When Paige went down, and I thought she was fine. I thought she was going to get back up and continue to play. And once we got over the hole, that's the second time. They don't have long. Like, you know, let's just keep playing. And Sharon Kelly, the umpire, is looking at me going, calm down, guys. Thank God she said that to me. And I walked over to the girls. I was like, guys, calm down.
Good umpiring.
Yeah. And I think that time was actually really great for us, because we talked through the next 51 seconds, and that's exactly how long it was. So it was our possession. So we knew we had to score direct. We knew it had to try to get to Romelda. We knew that we wanted Rav to kind of feed it. She's got the accuracy on the feeds. And so we knew then if we scored that one, then it was our centre pass. And once again, we would have had about probably, 30 seconds on the clock. So we had time. We didn't want to rush it. But once again, we needed to go direct. So we played out those two scenarios. And then it'll be Swift centre pass, and they'll potentially be 10 seconds on the clock. That's plenty of time for them to score. What are we going to do defensively? And we just knew we had to keep the ball out of Katie's hands because she was so accurate. And Bet came back and doubled on, and it was just, it just all went to plan. So I think, that timeout in particular, just talking through what the next 50 seconds was going to look like, was a really good opportunity for us just to play it out in our heads and take a deep breath and go out and put that into play.
And it worked an absolute treat. So one of the most drama-packed games of ANZ Championship netball in history. Nice to have it in a grand final. Even better for you, Laura, and your girls to get over the line 57-56 against the Swifts. You're a two-time premiership captain now. Congratulations to you and your girls. We know you've been flat chat this morning with interviews. So go and enjoy it. Have a great time. We'll catch up with you very soon.
Cheers, guys. Thanks so much.
Enjoy it all, Laws.
Laura Geitz, the premiership captain of the Queensland Firebirds, with us on Halftime. And that brings an end to the ANZ Championship season, B. So what are you and I going to do?
I don't know.
We've got the World Champs coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. We do. Can I come and talk
you can hang with
about
us
that?
Anytime you
want. I just
want
to keep hanging out in the studio.
And tell me why you weren't there to present the trophy to Laura yesterday. I thought it was customary that the premiership captain from the previous year goes to the game and presents the trophy. Where were you?
Yeah, well, I was at home watching it because I just didn't hear anything about it. No one called me. So I think
they may have
forgotten that that was what happened.
Do I need to ring Kate Palmer right now?
Well, you can if you like. But Catherine Cox stood in for me at the last second. So
Cox.
Apparently they were running around trying to find someone to do it.
Anything for a camera, Coxie.
I know. Look at her go, stealing the limelight. But no, it was just been an absolute great season. And you know what? The Firebirds were the best team. And so it's great to see them win the grand final.
You've been great with us. Look forward to seeing you very, very soon. We'll talk more netball through the year because, as we've mentioned, the World Champs are on and Australia will be big chances. The Diamonds to take out the World Champs will do our best in Sydney, of course.
Yes, absolutely. They'll kill it.
We hope they do.
Yeah.
Go and do what you've got to do and we'll catch you very, very soon.
All right. Thanks, Half.
Bianca Chatfield, Halftime's own netball guru here, discussing the ANZ Championship Grand Final. The Firebirds, too good for the Swifts in an epic.